Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor, welcoming my colleague Judy Dempsey from Berlin. She's the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace Scholar, helping me with her general knowledge of the EU and a specific ability to take me from country to country where she's been and I have not. And right now we're going to a country where I've never been, Ukraine, which is profoundly broken by the aggressor, Russia, these last nearly 3 years. And now that story is in common with the U.S., where Russia and Ukraine are in the news within these hours. An interview given on 60 Minutes, the very large and popular news show from CBS, by candidate Harris, Vice President Harris, about foreign policy as well as domestic policy. The foreign policy that matters here is, I read the headline from the Financial Times to be as careful as possible. Harris rules out bilateral talks with Putin on ending war in Ukraine. Ms. Harris says much more to say about that. However, there is the suggestion here that as long as it takes, we'll continue from the United States point of view under the potential of a Harris administration in 25. Judy, I can't possibly summarize the EU's position in a single paragraph about Ukraine. It's not as long as it takes, but it's something close to it. Can you characterize the EU right now about Ukraine in 25? Thank you.
Oh, that's a tall order. Well, the EU is superficially holding together. We have, on the one hand, the European Commission, the executive of the European Union, led by the German Ursula von der Leyen, who's totally committed to Ukraine and Ukraine joining the EU. We have questions, indeed. The countries like Slovakia and Hungary don't want to give any more, don't want to hold up the money for Ukraine. Indeed, they are sceptical about the Ukraine joining the EU, but essentially they're more pro-Russian, to put it bluntly, than pro-Ukraine. And then there are others, but the ground is holding, but it's tiring and it's costly. And we will see in the coming days what President Zelensky of Ukraine is going to do when he talks to NATO and the United States in Ramstein. This is a big United States military base in Germany, where he says he's going to actually announce his victory ideas. One doesn't know what this is going to amount to and if he's going to actually have a negotiating partner to realise this. But there's a feeling here that the war is costing so many lives, and the atmosphere in Ukraine is becoming a little fragile, whereas Putin holds all the propaganda cards and the military cards and the disinformation cards and the security and intelligence and the repression cards in Russia. But at the end of the day, one day, both sides will have to sit down and negotiate the peace. It doesn't seem likely at the moment, but I'm not so sure that it will continue on until late 2025. 2025 may lead to a different constellation, depending on the losses on both sides and the gains on both sides.
I know NATO looks to the United States traditionally for leadership. The question for me is EU, because it's a much more profound organization, given the need for trade and common purpose and regulation across the continent, and it is the number one trading partner with the U.S. So I look to the EU. Does it look to Washington in the NATO fashion? In other words, is it a profound distinction that EU is now anticipating between a former President Trump in 25 and a Vice President Harris in 25. Did they talk about that?
Privately they do, but the NATO alliance is intact. And in our previous conversations, you do bring up this issue of a Trump presidency and the future of NATO. Under the present conditions and even the future conditions, whatever Trump says, there is still a formidable institutional memory and structures inside the Pentagon and the State Department and in other departments about the value and the importance of the NATO Transatlantic Alliance. It is one of those organizations that actually binds the Europeans and Americans together. And the Europeans are not ready to go it alone. They cannot go it alone, and they will not go it alone. And actually, at the end of the day, the Americans and the Europeans are bound together. Europeans will have to pull their weight much, much more. But even under Trump presidency, and I will have to be quite counterintuitive here, he's not going to pull out of NATO.
Not NATO, and he's not a member of EU. So the complication for me is these rising parties that are anti-Ukraine, anti-NATO, anti-EU, and pro-Russia, are they a significant factor that we can at this point anticipate in 25? Is that the wild card here?
No, I don't think it is the wild card. They would like to be the wild card. But I think there's an unspoken consensus among the publics across Europe, and especially the Baltic states, Poland, Czechia, Romania, Bulgaria, even Hungary, and France, Italy, the rise of the far right and the far left are not going to undermine or debunk this special transatlantic relationship. We've been through so many crises before, fundamental crises that nearly destroyed NATO. I'm thinking of the American decision to go into Iraq, which caused huge ruptures inside NATO. But this is different. This is different because of Ukraine. This is different because of the a kind of unwillingness to understand the trajectory of Russia. And because the uncertainty of Russia is so great, as indeed the uncertainty of Ukraine is so great, I think this will actually play a fundamental role in actually strengthening the NATO alliance rather than weakening it, no matter who enters the White House, actually.
Judy Dempsey is a senior scholar for the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace, non-resident fellow. She's based in Berlin.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.